USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. The new data says that 128 million people have received at least one dose, with more than 82 million people fully vaccinated. That number is expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have opened up their eligibility for vaccinations to those 18 and older for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused, while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. And Myanmar's military junta has pardoned more than 23,000 prisoners to mark the country's traditional New Year, although it was not clear how many were people detained for protesting the February coup. At least 700 protesters have been killed by government forces since the February coup. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
As the world global death rate from the pandemic reaches 3 million, theme parks in California are beginning to reopen. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place, including masks, social distancing, and temperature checks. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Both parks have begun selling tickets again on Thursday. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Nearly 1 month ago, Vice President Kamala Harris was tasked with addressing the root causes of the migration surge currently happening at the southern border, though her efforts have thus far been diplomatic. Harris has spoken with the presidents of Mexico and Guatemala with the promise of visiting both countries soon. But critics insist that one of the most important things that she could do is visit the southern border. Mark Morgan is the former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and he tells Newsmax TV that the vice president needs to go to the southern border to understand what's happening on the ground firsthand.
So the vice president, the new border czar, is going to go down to the northern side of the country to discuss the root causes. By which the root causes, we've known what the root causes are for four decades. There's nothing new there. We know what these causes are. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what she needs to know is exactly what's happening at this moment, at this specific time on our southwest border. Before she goes and engages in discussions with our Northern Triangle partners, she's got to understand the reality of what's happening on our border. Talk to our border security experts. But why? Why is she not doing it? One, she'd have to admit it's a crisis. Two, she'd have to actually listen to our border security experts. But we know that that's not going to happen.
And police in New York City say a driver who was pulled over in Brooklyn threw bleach and a Molotov cocktail at an officer. Police say the man tossed the chemical at the officer who had pulled him over and then drove off, throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail at pursuing officers. The suspect later crashed his car and was arrested. No officers were injured in the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.